Montag ran. He could feel the hound, like autumn, come old and dry and swift, like a wind that didn't stir grass, that didn't jar windows or disturb leaf shadows on the white sidewalks as it passed. The hound did not touch the world. It carried its silence with it, so you could feel the silence building up, a pressure behind you, all across town. Montag felt the pressure rising and ran. He stopped for breath on his way to the river to peer through dimly lit windows of wakened houses and saw the silhouettes of people inside watching their parlor walls, and there on the walls the mechanical hound, a breath of neon vapor, spidered along, here and gone, now down Terrace, Lincoln, Oak, Park, and up the alley toward Faber's house. "Go past," thought Montag. "Don't stop. Go on. Don't turn in." On the parlor wall of Faber's house, with his sprinkler system pulsing in the night air, the hound paused, quivering. "No," Montag held to the windowsill. "This way. Here." The procaine needle flicked out and in, out and in. A single clear drop of the stuff of dreams fell from the needle as it vanished in the hound's muzzle. Montag held his breath like a doubled fist in his chest. The mechanical hound turned and plunged away from Faber's house down the alley again. Montag snapped his gaze to the sky. The helicopters were closer, a great blowing of insects to a single light source. With an effort, Montag reminded himself again that this was no fictional episode to be watched on his run to the river. It was, in actuality, his own chess game he was witnessing, move by move. He shouted to give himself the necessary push away from this last house window and the fascinating seance going on in there. Hell! And he was away and gone. The alley a street, the alley a street, and the smell of the river. Leg out, leg down, leg out and down. 20 million Montags running soon, if the cameras caught him. 20 million Montags running, running, like an ancient flickery keystone comedy. Cops, robbers, chasers and the chased, hunters and hunted. He had seen it 1,000 times. Behind him now, 20 million silently baying hounds ricocheted across parlors, three cushions shooting from right wall to center wall to left wall, gone, right wall, center wall, left wall, gone. Montag jammed his seashell to his ear. Police suggest entire population in the Elm Terrace area do as follows. Everyone in every house, in every street, open the front door or rear door, or look from the windows. The fugitive cannot escape if everyone in the next minute looks from his house. Ready? Of course. Why hadn't they done it before? Why in all the years hadn't this game been tried? Everyone up, everyone out. He couldn't be missed. The only man running alone in the night city. The only man proving his legs. At the count of 10 now, 1, 2, he felt the city rise. 3, he felt the city turn to its thousands of doors. Faster, leg up, leg down. 4, the people sleepwalking in their hallways. 5, he felt their hands on the doorknobs. The smell of the river was cool and like a solid rain. His throat was burnt rust, and his eyes were wept dry with running. He yelled as if this yell would jet him on, fling him the last 100 yards. 6, 7, 8, the doorknobs turned on 5,000 doors. 9, he ran out away from the last row of houses on a slope leading down to a solid moving blackness. 10, the doors opened. He imagined thousands on thousands of faces peering into yards, into alleys, and into the sky. Faces hid by curtains, pale, night-frightened faces, like gray animals peering from electric caves. Faces with gray, colorless eyes, gray tongues, and gray thoughts, looking out through the numb flesh of the face. But he was at the river. He touched it, just to be sure it was real. He waded in and stripped in darkness to the skin, splashing his body, arms, legs, and head with raw liquor, drank it, and snuffed some up his nose. Then he dressed in Faber's old clothes and shoes. He tossed his own clothing into the river and watched it swept away. Then, holding the suitcase, he walked out in the river until there was no bottom, and he was swept away in the dark.